He is also transcendent. Go back to verse 24 again. He does not dwell in temples made with hands. You can't confine him to a building. He is beyond the bounds of the physical. The idols, of course, were placed in temples and shrines. This is ridiculous. It is inconsistent with the transcendence of God. That is why we are told in Exodus 20 to make no graven image. Of course, that's how the Ten Commandments begin. That diminishes God. That reduces God. That confines God. He is not confined to a human image. He is not confined to a physical structure. Psalm 139 says, O Lord, Thou hast searched me and known me. Thou dost know when I sit down and when I rise up. Thou dost understand my thought from afar. Thou dost scrutinize my path, my lying down. Art intimately acquainted with all my ways. Even before there is a word on my tongue, behold, O Lord, You know it all. You have enclosed me behind and before. You have laid Your hand on me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is too high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from Your Spirit? Where can I flee from Your presence? If I ascend to heaven, You are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, You are there. If I take the wings of the dawn, if I dwell in the remotest part of the sea, even there Your hand will lead me, Your right hand will lay hold of me. If I say, surely the darkness will overwhelm me and the light around me will be night, even the darkness is not dark to Thee and the night is as bright as the day. Darkness and light are the same to You. He's everywhere, transcendent, not confined to a temple. They're beginning to get a theology here. And then, not only is He creator and owner and transcendent, He is the sustainer of everything. Verse 25, nor is He served by human hands, as though He needed anything. Nobody contributes to His purposes. Nobody contributes to His power. Nobody contributes to His plans. He doesn't need anything. He doesn't need any help. He Himself gives to all people life and breath and all things. It all comes from Him. God needs nothing from anyone. He is the giver. From Him every good thing comes, James 1 says. He is the one, Hebrews 1 says, who upholds all things by the word of His power. No wonder the doxology of Romans 11 says, Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are His judgments and unfathomable His ways. Who has first given to Him that it might be paid?